got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling.
News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I have to confess, I couldn't be more excited about our next guest, someone that I have not yet met in person, who's coming to us by phone because I called last night to try to get them on the show. This is an exciting event coming up for Pensacola. I don't know if you've heard about this, but the Pensacola Dog Fanciers Association is having a dog show this weekend at the Escambia County Equestrian Center, and I have on the line the president of the association, Anthony Cota. Welcome, Anthony, to Pep Talk.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
I am so glad that you could join me this morning to tell us a little bit about the Pensacola Dog Fanciers Association. I had explained today to Anthony about how we do Frisky Friday, and if anybody listens to the show knows what a dog lover I am. And I watch the dog shows. I watch the Westminster show. I love breeds. I love here. We have all different kinds of different aspects and different breeds that we talk about here on the show. But we've never had your group on the show, as far as I know.
Right. No, thanks for having us. This is really exciting for the club.
Okay, so tell me about the Pensacola Dog Fanciers Association. What's your history? What does that mean? Who are you? Tell me everything.
So Pensacola Dog Fanciers Association was established in 1936, and it's been continuously operating in the community, putting on dog shows since then. We've never had a break.
Wow.
And we are an AKC member club. So, yeah, we've done so much in the community, not only with the dog show, but, you know, supporting local canines with vests and the shelter with food. And so we do lots of community outreach also and education.
See, I had no idea, being here since 1936. When you say AKC, a member of that, what is that and what is that? I have an idea, but what does that mean in case somebody doesn't know?
All right. So, yeah, sure. AKC is the American Kennel Club. It's a registry. In the AKC, as of this year, there's 202 recognized breeds.
Wow.
Many will be represented at the upcoming dog show. Maybe not every single breed, but many will be there. And, you know, the AKC has promoted purebred dogs and healthy breeding, and that's what we're doing here locally also.
Oh, that's so exciting. So the big event is this weekend. Tell us about it. It's at the Equestrian Center, and I know that you have all kinds of events and things lined up. So if you could, I guess things start on Friday. Is that correct?
Yeah, it starts Friday. Judging and everything starts at 8 o'clock, both Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Equestrian Center. There's confirmation, which is, you know, everyone kind of watches Westminster every year, so that's confirmation. And actually, many of those dogs that maybe you saw this year on television will be here in Pensacola.
Really?
Those handlers, those dogs. Yeah,
oh, wow.
We've got dogs coming from as far north. Yeah, we've got dogs coming from as far north as Maine and west, you know, out to California.
Oh, no, because I was thinking it was just local.
There'll be 600-plus dogs.
Oh, wow.
No. There's 600-plus dogs every day.
Oh,
yeah,
no kidding.
There's going to be a lot of dogs.
Oh, how cool is that?
So that's just one portion of the events that will be going on. So, again, that's confirmation. Then we have obedience and rally also going on. Obedience is kind of just what it says, you know, so it's dogs performing obedience patterns, you know, whether it be healing, jumping, retrieving, and those events are judged.
Wow.
And those dogs are then scored on how they perform.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's Fast Cat, which is a lure coursing competition. In this case, it's a 100-yard dash, and those dogs are timed on that 100-yard dash. And many of those dogs are ranked in their breed nationally also.
Wow.
And it's super competitive and lots of fun, and that's really great for people to come watch and see these athletes doing their thing.
So in an interesting kind of way, it's like the Olympics for dogs, isn't it?
It really is. And one other thing that's going on also this weekend, this is the second year that we've had this, and we're really excited to have them back, is dock diving.
Okay, you have to explain that one, Anthony. to explain that
one. Yeah, yeah.
Dock diving?
So dogs are running off a 40. Yeah, dock diving. They're running off a 40-foot dock into a pool of water that will be set up at the equestrian center. And they are judged on both height and distance.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, yeah, that's always a lot of fun. There's, like, music playing. It's a real pumped atmosphere. A blast to watch.
Oh, my goodness. So winners, can you give us a sense of the calendar of events? You mentioned the confirmation. And that's all 3 days or just the first two?
No, it's all 3 days. Each day, everything starts at 8 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Admissions is $5 per car at the Equestrian Center. So once you're in there, you'll see everything for that $5 per car load.
Okay.
Again, confirmation, obedience rally, fast cat, dock diving. There'll be food trucks there, vendors there. So it's really a great area to get the family out, talk to people, get educated on breeds.
Mm-hmm.
On care, on grooming, on things you can do with your dogs. You know, you don't have to have, you could have a rescue dog and still do dock diving, still do fast cat. There's plenty you could still do with your dog, even if it's not purebred. You know, it's not only for the elite of dogs that some people like to look at it.
Okay. Now, this is a question, I don't know, can you bring your own dog out if it's a leash dog? Or do you prefer people not to bring their pets?
Well, you should bring your pet if it's a good, you know, well-behaved pet with no issues. You can, in both fast cat and dock diving, do what's called fun runs.
Uh-huh.
If you've never done it, if your dog has never done it, people will help you through that.
Okay.
So you can just kind of enter that on the, yeah, you can enter that on the spot and see how your dog does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little bit harder where the confirmation is, which is under the covered arena at the Equestrian Center. If anyone has been there, they'll know what I'm talking about. Ideally, we don't want unentered dogs there because it's more of a confined space.
Sure.
But out in the bigger areas where fast catch running and dock diving is happening, there's plenty of space for dogs to be around. You can bring a chair and watch the events there also.
Well, as close as we are to the water in so many places, I know quite a few people my dog used to just jump off the dock without any incentive.
Exactly.
So that's pretty
cool. Exactly. I have a golden retriever.
Yes.
I have a golden retriever, and he loves to swim. So, you know, dock diving is something that he really enjoys.
And you said that you have some experience, too, with being a show dog trainer.
Yeah, you know, I've been in the sport now for 35 years. Yeah, well, I've been a breeder and shown my own dogs. I've also had professional handlers show my dogs, and I've personally been doing it for 35 years.
Wow.
So many people in this club, you know, I mean, you're talking to me, but there's a village that makes this show go on, and they've been there setting up since yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of us have just decades of experience in multiple breeds. That's why it's a great place for, you know, the local community to come out and be educated on dogs and health and proper breeding and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so important.
So if I wanted to become a member or was interested, do you have regular meetings or how could I get involved if I wanted to?
We do. Yeah, we have a regular meeting once a month. If you go to PensacolaDogs.org, that is our website. And there you'll see events. You'll see the meeting times. It's held right here in downtown Pensacola once a month. On a Wednesday night, the second Wednesday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And those are just general membership meetings, and you can be involved in any level of it. We have new members joining all the time and learning, you know, about different sports and things to do with their dogs.
So
it's really a blast.
You mentioned that there are 202 dog breeds, I believe, with AKC, with the Kennel Club. But I'm curious as to how many different breeds will be on display with the confirmations this weekend participating. And is it competition, yes?
Absolutely, yeah. People are there to get points on their dogs towards their chips. There are championships. There are champion dogs that will be there. They're nationally ranked, and they are also garnering points to keep them nationally ranked. You know, like top 10 dogs in the country will be there without a doubt.
Wow, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
And all different breeds,
and they'll be represented
too.
In all different breeds and all seven groups. Of the 202 breeds that are AKC registered, Exactly how many will be there, honestly, I don't know it right now, but easily 190 breeds will be represented there.
Okay, we're talking with Anthony Cota, who is the president of the Pensacola Dog Fanciers Association. Big event, the dog show is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Equestrian Center. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with Anthony to tell us more about this exciting event coming to Pensacola. Good morning. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. This morning, my expert is from the Pensacola Dog Fanciers Association. Anthony Cota is here. He is the president and is someone who has decades of experience with dog breeding and training and handling. So I'm so excited to have you on the show for the first time, Anthony. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So I wanted to ask you a little bit. We've got the dog show coming up, and so if someone just joined us, tell us again about where it's going to be, the times, and some of the different events that are going on throughout the weekend.
Absolutely. It'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, February 27th, 28th, and March 1st at the Escambia County Equestrian Center on Mobile Highway in Beulah. Judging and all events start at 8 a.m. Admissions is $5 per carload. And you'll be seeing confirmation, which is the judging of the dogs and on how they meet the standard that has been written by the AKC and maintained by parent clubs, very much what you see at Westminster on TV.
Uh-huh.
So we all know that, or maybe even, you know, referring to the movie Best in Show. It's that kind of thing.
That's a great movie, by the way.
Right?
Yes.
Yes, yes. A fun movie.
Uh-huh.
Then there'll be obedience and rally.
Uh-huh.
Dogs doing healing patterns, directed jumping, retrieving, scent article work. And those dogs are also judged on how they perform those tasks. Fast cat, which is a lure coursing activity, is a 100-yard dash, and it's a timed event. And last is dock diving, which is dogs running and running off a 40-foot dock into the water, judged on both height and distance.
I love it. Now, this is open for all dogs and breeds, and it has quite a few different things that are going on. Now, when I first saw that, I was on your website, and you can find more information at PensacolaDogs.org. The fast cat, I said to him, I felt like an idiot. I said, are they chasing cats? But no.
Well, no, they're not. Actually, in this case, the lure is a trash bag on a pulley system.
Oh, okay.
But the dogs do chase it. You know, I mean, it's an old sport. Actually, you know, it's releasing the hounds when they would chase rabbits.
Yes.
Much like greyhounds. We're all familiar with that.
Right.
But we don't chase rabbits anymore. We simply we chase a trash bag now.
Okay. But so they're still chasing it. So, you know, it's going to be great to see their times.
Absolutely.
And everything. And then you have a couple other interesting things that I think are good. The health clinic, maybe mention about that. You also have an AKC temperament test. So I'm curious about all of these events are AKC approved and part of the point system, I believe. Is that correct?
Well, you know, all of like the health clinic, all these dogs that you're going to be seeing there are well-bred dogs, and a breeder who's really doing their work is doing the health clearances.
Mm-hmm.
So by the club providing this health clinic, it's helping our breeders to maintain good quality in their breeds. So it's hip clearances, it's eye clearances, it's heart clearances. And that's just what gives us great breeding stock, you know, and also provides people with wonderful puppies.
Right.
Good, healthy puppies down the line.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're promoting, is responsible ownership and breeding of dogs.
Well, and that brings up a good topic, because we see so much negativity about breeders sometimes, and that's not really fair, because I'm very aware of there's some excellent breeders there and people who care very much. So if I am in search of a puppy, or I have an affinity for a specific breed, do you have recommendations on how you can tell the difference between a good and bad breeder and what to look for when you're thinking about getting a dog of a specific breed?
Absolutely. You know, you want to go to, again, the AKC website is always a great resource. There you could find breeders listed, your local kennel club. Of course, any of us can help you find that. You know, a quality breeder is a partnership for the life of the dog.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke with someone this morning who's placing Leonberger puppies, and she, you know, she'll have a long-term relationship as she places those puppies.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to know how they are 6 months from now and 6 years from now. And that's what you want from a breeder. And someone who's done all their health clearances and really has good temperaments also. You know, so maybe shying away from people that are a little less qualified. You know, people very often say that the shelters are full of dogs, and they are, and rescuing those dogs is so important. But
mm-hmm.
you'll find that breeders like myself and that I work with, we're always willing to help you stand behind their dogs. And if something in your life changes, we'll take those dogs back.
Okay, that's always good to know.
And help you through that process.
Is there a number someone can call?
Our dogs, it's really best if you will go to our website to contact us there.
Uh-huh.
That website, because there's a few of us that kind of dive in there and answer emails. And with the AKC on that website, just go to the breeder referral page, and you can contact those breeders that are on there. They should also be doing their clearances and, you know, and be active in the sport.
And what type of dogs do you breed, Anthony?
I started in Golden Retrievers. I still have one Golden Retriever, and I'm currently showing some Cavalier King Charles Spaniels.
Oh, my goodness. Those are beautiful dogs. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Okay.
Also, this weekend.
Yes.
Also, this weekend, I'm sorry. There
is
also, in conjunction with our show, I just thought of something else. There's the Florida-Alabama Toy Club is also there. So if you're a toy dog person, you know, Chihuahuas, like a big Cavaliers, Maltese, anything in the toy group, they'll be having two shows a day in addition to our show. And there you'll be seeing about 150 toys exhibited each time.
Wow. So what can you give me a sense of the times for each of those, the com formations and then also the toy breed shows? Do you have a timeline?
Absolutely. Again, everything starts at 8 o'clock. And if you go online to Pensacola.org, dogs.org, it will link you there to a judging schedule. The judging schedule is a little different each day based on the number of entries per breed.
Mm-hmm.
But again, everything starts at 8. So for right now, for me to pick out a certain breed and tell you what time it's going to be on, it's a little hard. But everything starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you'll see, you know, owner handlers and professional handlers all around with the dogs, and you can ask questions and whatnot at that time as to when those breeds are on.
And then what time is it to end each day?
Usually we're wrapping up at around 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
So 8 to 4, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this coming weekend. The dog show, which will be sponsored by the Pensacola Dog Fanciers Association. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back for a couple more minutes with Anthony. I'm so appreciate you could call in. I know how you're busy. You must be getting ready for the show. So if you have a question, there's still a little bit of time. 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel. Our expert is Anthony Cota, president of the Pensacola Dog Fanciers Association, getting ready for a big dog show in Pensacola with hundreds of dogs from all over the country. We'll be here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Equestrian Center. So I'm excited that we've been able to talk about that. But with just a few minutes left, your club is here year-round. So what are some of the other things you do? I noticed on your website you have fit dog walks and hikes. What is that all about? That sounds fun.
There's groups that get together every month and go for walks with the dogs, like a pack walk.
Uh-huh.
And they might meet around Wahoo Stadium. They may meet in Gulf Breeze at Shoreline Park. They kind of meet everywhere. And dogs can actually also earn a title through the AKC for their fit dog walks. And there's a whole program based on distance and it's tracked that way to get titles.
Okay.
And again, you don't have to be an AKC registered dog. You can register through the PALS program with AKC to title your dog in many of these events. So you don't have to be a purebred dog necessarily.
Oh, that's so interesting. So when you say title your dog, what does that mean?
Title. You know, we all know about a championship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, referring back to Westminster, dogs are based on that.
Right.
But then you can maybe, in obedience, get a CD, you know, which is a companion dog title.
Oh,
and that's for healing and you know, other performance events. Fast Cat, there's titles for that also, depending on the quantity of runs and times that you do. So you can title in many, many areas. So there's really something for everyone. You know, you can do scent work. I myself just started scent work with my Golden Retriever. Have not titled yet, but it's something that we'll do later on in the year.
How fun.
So much to do, and all of this is available locally right here in Pensacola.
Awesome. Anthony, thank you so much for taking time out to join us with the Pensacola Dog Fanciers Association. What's that website again?
PensacolaDogs.org.
Okay, looking forward to the dog show this weekend at the Escambia County Equestrian Center. Come on out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.